This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Rescuers in Germany and Belgium fear more deaths after catastrophic floods swept through the western regions, crushing homes and businesses, sweeping away villages, and leaving hundreds of people dead, missing, or homeless. In Germany, at least 106 people have died, including 12 residents of a home for disabled people swept away by the rising waters. The death toll was the highest since a North Sea flood in 1962 killed 340 people. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Belgium has declared an official day of mourning on Tuesday. In the Netherlands, thousands of residents of Limburg province were ordered to leave their homes early Friday as floodwaters peaked. Authorities in the town of Venlo evacuated 200 hospital patients due to rising waters. By Friday evening, waters were receding across many of the affected regions, but officials feared that more bodies might be found in cars and trucks that were swept away. The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The bottom line is that businesses should be aware that the risks faced in mainland China are now increasingly present in Hong Kong.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the 9-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses could incur reputational and legal damages. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday those behind a week-long spree of violence and pillaging that has shocked South Africa sought a popular insurrection as the unrest death toll reached 212. Ramaphosa also acknowledged in a television address Friday night that we were poorly prepared for the disorder, but vowed that we will find those who have instigated the violence.
Over 2,550 people have been arrested in connection with the unrest, and special arrangements are being put in place to ensure that these cases are prioritized.
Looters ransacked shopping malls and warehouses in KwaZulu-Natal province and Johannesburg, stoking fears of shortages and inflicting a devastating blow to the already battered economy. The unrest followed protests triggered by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma, who is serving a 15-month jail term for snubbing a corruption investigation. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country has reached a new coronavirus phase.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
New numbers show virus cases and deaths are up. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the numbers are high in areas with higher numbers of people unvaccinated.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Zients says each virus death is tragic. Now it's even more tragic because they are preventable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Britain's top medical advisor is worried about rising COVID infection numbers, even as the country begins to reopen. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Chris Whitty has told a webinar that was hosted by London's Science Museum that the number of people in hospital with the coronavirus in Britain could reach quite scary levels within weeks as cases soar as a result of the rapid spread of the new contagious Delta variant and the lifting of lockdown restrictions. His comments come in the wake of government figures showing that new coronavirus infections have struck another six-month high and the number of people in hospital with COVID-19 and subsequently dying are at their highest level since March this year. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.